I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, there's more to the war in Sudan than meets the eye. Then stick around to hear how a Haitian missionary pilot is changing the narrative. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, Sudan's army attempts to retake Wad Madani from RSF or paramilitary forces. Meanwhile, thousands of displaced people fear an RSF takeover in El Fasher. Nearly 9 million people have fled their homes in over a year of conflict. Reverend Joseph, an Unfolding Word partner in Sudan, says there's more to this war than meets the eye.
The paramilitary, they have grievances toward Arab of North and the middle of Sudan. They feel they were used to keep them in power. So they want to change the narrative. They want to come to power as well.
A grocery shop owner in El Fasher tells BBC News that wherever the armies fight, civilians become victims.
It's a chaotic, senseless kind of a war. For a normal Sudanese.
When a coup unseated longtime Islamist dictator Omar al-Bashir in 2019, Sudanese Christians held hope for a brighter future. But today, that hope is a distant memory as believers face persecution from both sides.
We expect that it will be harder compared to Bashir era, whether in armed force or with the rapid force. They are targeting systematically the institution of the church.
Pray for strength and endurance as Sudanese Christians continue Bible translation work in neighboring countries.
They try to demolish all the church structures. They intend after the war, there will be no church.
Next, Pakistan holds the world's second largest Muslim population. AMG International's Brian Dennett says, as the lowest social class in Pakistan,
Christians suffer through just incredible cycles of poverty and also exploitation. Wealthy owners of brick kilns enslave the entire family for generations.
Believers struggle to see beyond tomorrow when their lives are consumed by work.
This is backbreaking, hot, miserable work. Children working in these kilns, making bricks all day long by hand, have absolutely no access to schooling, and this leaves them with very few options for a future and just continues that cycle of enslavement.
AMG opened the Sublime House several years ago to help vulnerable women escape poverty and find hope in Christ.
This is a safe place where they can receive medical care, legal assistance. We do vocational training, and of course, we're always sharing the gospel.
Now, AMG wants to open a second ministry hub elsewhere in Pakistan to help marginalized Christians find meaningful employment and education. We'll connect you with both ways to help at our website. And as Mission Aviation Fellowship's first Haitian pilot mechanic, Zachary Francois shows other Haitian kids and believers they're not sidelined in God's story. When Zachary was a mechanic apprentice at MAF Haiti, he went on a medevac flight to Fond du Blanc, a town nestled in the mountains. Zachary says,
while we were waiting, the kids in the village came out to the plane. And typically, there's only just a foreigner there who doesn't speak real that well, so they're kind of shy about it. But this time, there's this Haitian guy wearing an MAF shirt, and they're like, oh, we could talk to him, actually. So I sat on one of the tires of the plane, and they approached me. They made like a half circle. We started talking about the plane, asking questions.
Then, one of the young Haitian boys spoke up.
He didn't believe that a Haitian could fly or maintain an airplane, even with God's help.
It's a disheartening but common narrative in Haiti. Haiti's one of the poorest countries in the Caribbean and Latin America. Its unemployment rate is around 15%, and only 6 in 10 Haitians above age 15 are literate. Zachary is an example to these kids today of what they can accomplish for God's kingdom if they work to follow the Lord's direction. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.